This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Justice Department filed an emergency order Wednesday seeking to stop release of ex-National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book. It's the second time in 2 days President Donald Trump tried to block the tell-all memoir. The administration argued in its motion for a preliminary injunction that Bolton moved forward with the book's release before a national security review process had been completed. They contend Bolton, quote, plans to disseminate classified information as he sees fit in order to profit from his book, end quote. The explosive book claims U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded with China's leader Xi Jinping for help to win re-election in 2020. Excerpts were published Wednesday. Bolton writes the president met with Xi at a summit last June when he stunningly turned the conversation to the U.S. presidential election, alluding to China's economic capability to affect the ongoing campaigns, pleading with Xi to ensure he'd win, end quote. President Trump signed legislation Wednesday seeking to punish China for a crackdown on ethnic minorities. This, as the aforementioned book claims Mr. Trump expressed support for the brutal campaign in a private conversation with his Chinese counterpart. The Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2020 passed with overwhelming support from Republicans and Democrats in Congress. The president signed it with no ceremony, issuing a statement in which he said a sanctions provision intruded on executive authority and he would regard it as non-binding. The bill is expected to further inflame already tense relations with China amid the Trump administration's criticism of Beijing's response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News.